This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, April 20th. Please excuse any background noise. I'm at Denver Airport. The main thing I want you folks to know is we had a couple stocks announce earnings. One was Genuine Parts, which is in large cap portfolios. It beat and got higher, so it's acting well. Another one that's a smaller, more aggressive stock is Steel Dynamics, and it beat, and it's up sharply. The analysts are very positive on its upcoming quarters, that it's going to earnings are going to accelerate. This is especially a steel company, by the way. The sales are not going up, but the earnings are. So the main thing is it's every stock for itself this earnings announcement season, and earnings are working, and that's the main message I have. And we do expect the market to broaden out from a 15% market to an 18% market. The other strength today is in all the semiconductor equipment makers. They're having huge upside moves today, so that's also very encouraging. So we have to go through earnings season. We have to see how all the chips fall. There are obviously disruptors. The biggest disruptor, of course, is Tesla. You can see that because they're cutting prices, they've cut prices six times this year, and Mr. Musk has said he's going to cut prices more. He's really having an impact on the entire EV industry. Lordstown Motors is about to be delisted by NASDAQ. Rivian's not going to make it, in my opinion. Either is Lucid now. And some of it's due to the battery shortage. Some of it's just due to price competition. Tesla's moves have even hurt Ford and GM, and it's hurts the entire sector. If there's one automotive company that I think can fight, it's probably Porsche, only because it's a luxury goods company. It still has fat operating margins. It's going to be launching a lot of EVs soon. The only thing about Porsche I worry about is they're going to ask 15% more for their EVs than their internal combustion vehicles, and I'm not sure everybody's going to want to pay that premium, but we'll see. But Porsche is obviously part of Volkswagen and in leading their electrification efforts. Also, Volkswagen did announce its ID.7, which is a nice sedan designed to compete with the Model 3 that Tesla has. But it's interesting just to watch the dynamics out there. And Tesla also made a lot of money from regulatory tax credits. That's starting to diminish year over year, not quarter over quarter, but year over year. So it's going to be very interesting to see what this shakeout's going to be all about. But the main thing I want you to know is I want earnings every quarter. I want good guidance. I want surprises. That's what I specialize in. And so I'm very comfortable and confident. We've had some weak economic news come out. The leading economic indicators were, to put it bluntly, horrible. So that's going to weigh on things. Existing home sales, obviously, still coming down. I think 27% of home sales are cash now. A lot of house shoppers are accepting 6% mortgages. So we'll see if that level holds up. We do have the 10-year Treasury bond yield coming down today. Yesterday's Beige Book survey was interesting. There's broad weakness in the San Francisco region. The Chicago Fed president's been wanting to go slow. That's Austin Goolsbee. I've seen him on TV. He's former head of the economic advisor of the Obama administration. Very well-spoken gentleman. And but the New York Fed guy's president wants to still maybe hike rates. But if you look at the continuing unemployment claims today, they're bad. We're running at the highest rate since late 2021. Highest in over 15 months. So I think the Fed might want to look at their unemployment mandate and not raise rates in May. So it's the jury's still out on what the Fed's going to do. There's doves on the Fed. They're getting more outspoken. The New York Fed president is a hawk. New York Fed is very influential. But we might have a mixed or split vote on the FOMC. That would actually be good because it shows of infighting and disagreement. Now, Chairman Powell doesn't want anybody to disagree. He always likes unanimous consensus things. So this next Fed meeting is going to be very, very interesting. And I hope the Fed does the right thing and does not hike rates. The question is, how many industries do you want to kill? And they're already killing the automotive industry right now, and that's affecting even Tesla, because a lot of people finance their Teslas. And that's what, and that's one of the things that Mr. Musk cited why he's cutting prices. So fascinating times we're in. And of course, you probably know that Elon Musk launched a rocket today. It was very impressive until about 3 minutes in the flight, and then it went poof. So fortunately, there was no astronauts on board, but that rocket is designed to carry astronauts to the moon and beyond, so it'll be interesting. So that's it. That's your news for today. And by the way, don't let oil prices bother you. We're right around the corner for those earnings. I'm watching the inventories very, very carefully. I'm not worried at all in the oil patch. And by the way, if you live in South Florida, you probably know about all the gas lines from all the flooding. So that's a disruption that will fix itself here shortly. So hang in there, everybody. I know you get very nervous as these earnings season comes out, but as long as earnings are working for our stocks, we're fine. And so please be patient. Let the earnings come out and drop kick and drive our stocks higher like they did on Genuine Parts and Steel Dynamics. So that's it. I'll keep up in these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier.